see a great contrast between Saul in the first reading and Jesus in the gospel text. A great contrast because we see the insecurities of Saul. Did Saul kill thousands? No. Did David kill tens of thousands? No. This is an exaggeration on the part of the people and their rejoicing. Neither statement is true. And yet Saul has bent out of shape about an exaggeration and an honor due to David. Saul is insecure about who he is. And in that insecurity, in that lack of self-esteem, of that true identity, he threatens to kill David, who has done nothing but good for him. Incredibly important it is that we truly know who we are and what it is based upon. In the gospel text, we see the exact opposite in Jesus. Jesus knows exactly who he is. He doesn't need demons proclaiming that he is the Son of God. Be quiet. He is who he is. He needs no publicity. He needs no social media account. He doesn't need to capture it in a video or in a photograph in order to self-promote himself. He knows who he is, and he is being faithful to it. He's doing the actions of the Son of God in the midst of the people. It's crazy the amount of publicity that he gets simply by doing what he is supposed to do. There are a lot of people, my brothers and sisters, do a lot of good things, and they want to make sure that everybody knows it. What does that tell you? It tells you the answer to the question, why are they doing it? To be known, to be loved. So all the good that they do, they're doing it for themselves. Yes. You see, Jesus, unassuming, simply doing the work of his Father. It's what he's about. He doesn't need publicity. He knows who he is. My brothers and sisters, if you are to love the people that God has brought into your life, if you're going to love the people that God has brought into your life for their sake, then you need to know who you are. Because if not, you will be loving them for yourself. And that's not what Jesus does. He loves us for our sake, not for himself. So, we know who we are because we know the love of the Father for us. We are beloved sons and daughters of God. Not because of any merit or part that we have done, but because God has done it. To operate in that identity and to operate in that truth, we then are set free to imitate that love. And when I say imitate, I mean in the fullest sense of that, to be love as he is love. Because that's who you are.